Congrats, buddy. That was vintage Matt Brown there, huh?
Yes, sir. Felt very good. I feel much like I used to feel when I fought.
There's no better way probably to end a little bit of a skid than to do it kind of emphatically like that, right, with a little bit of violence?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, just ending it, it feels good more than anything. But, yeah, I mean, I felt like I needed a finish. Just, I don't know. I just wasn't getting the job done. So I just had to come out here and show that, at least, you know, show to myself that I'm better than I've been fighting.
What was he bringing in the fight up until that point? Was he as durable as you expected him to be? How did he feel now that he's back at 170 until you put him out?
To be honest, I mean, I've seen so many openings and holes, and that's kind of like a thing that I have a problem with in fights. Is like I see so much I think I'm just like so much better than these guys. Like I just see so many things, and I open myself up a little too much, and I probably sounds crazy, but I mean that's kind of like one of my flaws. Like I get overconfident, and I see so many holes, and. And with Diego, I mean, I was kind of trying to play it slow. I didn't want to knock him out that fast. I mean, not that I shouldn't say I didn't want to, but it wasn't really in the game plan. Like I was kind of feeling him out and I was gathering my distance and setting things up for later rounds, and the opportunity just presented itself just naturally.
During the skid, during the kind of the rough times, what kept you going? What kept you coming back in there each time to give it one more shot?
Because I'm a fighter, and you can't hold me down like that. It takes way more than, you know, a beating to hold me down.
When we talked a few days ago, you said, you know what, I got to see how I feel on November 12th, talk it over with the family, spend the holidays, things like that, and then figure out whether or not you're going to hold to the retirement talk. But after things went your way and the way that they went tonight, do you have any kind of inkling how you might decide?
Well, I guess it's November 12th now, so time
exactly.
To start talking about it, huh? I guess I meant the nighttime of November 12th. So yeah, I don't know, man. To be honest, I'm not even thinking about it right now. To be honest, it's not even really a thought in my mind. I'm thinking about enjoying tonight, and we'll talk about it later.
Did you talk to Diego after he came back too? And if so, what did you say to him? Because obviously you guys you've been around, both of you, for such a long time, and you're such, you know, kind of permanent fixtures in this company.
Yeah, I told him, I said, man, you know, I got more respect for you than anybody in the game. And that's a fact. That's true, man. I actually picked Diego to be champion way back in the day when he was in the UFC. I thought he would beat BJ Penn when he fought for that title. I've been a huge fan of his since then. I was watching Ultimate Fighter 1 with him on it and cheering him on. And, you know, I think I even had King of the Cages with him before he was even on Ultimate Fighter. And I was, like, loving the guy, you know. So I can't say enough good things about Diego. There's nobody else I would less rather do it to.
And then one more on the sort of retirement maybe talk, but have you gotten a sense from other fighters and guys that you train with about how they feel about whether or not you should stick around, and especially in the immediate aftermath of such an emphatic win like that?
I've definitely had more people tell me not to retire than to retire, that's for sure. But to be honest, I mean, nobody other than me and my family really has any bearing on that. And close friends, so I'm not even gonna allow anybody else's opinions to get into my mind like that.
Thanks, man. Congrats on the win.
Thank you.
Dustin, congrats on the win.
Thank you so much, man.
How does it feel? I mean, I see, you know, you look a little more pretty than you did a couple days ago now, but.
That doesn't hurt. Yeah, man, I'm happy to get the win. Happy to get my first main event win in the UFC. My last two fights were against former world champions, and I'm not sliding by these guys. I'm punishing them, so. speaks for itself.
Would you say that this is the biggest win of your career?
I don't know. I can say I'm very happy with my performance. It was huge to win a main event, but, you know, every fight is so important to me. It might be the biggest win of my career.
You got another $50,000 on top of it, by the way. I'm not sure if you heard that yet or not, but it was fight of the night.
Yeah, and that's always nice. You know, Christmas is coming up, and it's going to be a good one.
Was the fight going the way that you expected it to go? I mean, we saw you utilize takedowns in obviously each of the three rounds, but some of those scrambles were just, you know, sickeningly fun.
You know, something about me a lot of people don't know is I have cardio for days, and especially when we start straining back and forth in those kind of scrambles, guys really start to fade. And I find, you know, pleasure in that. I enjoy that back and forth. Who wants it more? Eat an elbow. Now you're on bottom. Boom, back. You're back on top. Those deep dog fights, I love that. That's why I fight. Those opportunities, those kind of scrambles, that's why I get up in the morning and go for runs and push myself harder because I love to fight, you know. And when it was happening, I was just happy that I was in that kind of fight. The crowd was going nuts every time we switched. It was a lot of fun, man.
With the finish, could you tell what happened to him right after it happened? When Duke walked past, he told me he thought it was a broken rib, but what did you think about what was going on with him when that happened?
I think it was a broken man more than a broken rib, but that's my thoughts, you know. I think, you know, hopefully nothing is wrong with the guy, but I felt like the fight was slowly slipping away from him after the cut and after the takedowns. He realized I was strong and I was going to stay on top. He couldn't submit me. All the triangles he threw up, I knew his legs were going to be tired when we got back up because I used to be a bottom guy who used to chase triangles, chase arm bars over and over again, but that takes a lot out of your legs, especially when you're a mover like the way he fights, bouncing around, throwing kicks. I knew it was going to take a big impact on the way he fights. So like I said, I hope he's okay, but I think it was more of a broken man than a broken rib.
What was going through your mind when the fight got paused there for the cut to be looked at and then for him to get cleaned up? Because that was a long time. It was like 45 to 60 seconds.
Yeah, as soon as the ref stopped us in the position, I knew what he was stopping us for immediately. I mean, his eye was a pool of blood. But when the doctor came in, I was kind of wondering why it was taking so long, and I kept seeing the doctor wipe and then look at the ref and talk and then wipe his eye and his nose again. I think his nose is broken, I'm pretty sure, because when they wiped it, it seemed like it was a little bit disfigured. I thought they were going to stop the fight, really, because it was taking too long, and he kept talking to the ref, man, but they let it go on, and I'm happy for it.
We heard you call your shot with John Anik afterwards, obviously. You want the winner of Gaethje and, I'm sorry, why did I just drop
Eddie on? Alvarez.
Eddie Alvarez, of course. Do you have a preference for who wins that fight? Because we know, as we talked about earlier in the week, that you want that Alvarez fight back. And
I hope Eddie wins. Yeah. And then we can build this up into what it should be, a rematch I should have got before this fight even happened tonight. I should have been an automatic rematch. He shouldn't have been rewarded with a TV show and more publicity and another big fight against another high-ranked guy. He cheated and got out of a fight that he was losing, and he should have been forced to run it back with me. I'm the guy who got robbed in that fight. He got rewarded.
Will you be at that fight to watch it yourself in person?
When is it?
December 2nd, 3rd?
Maybe so. I'm just happy to go back home and be with my family for the holidays. I really want to go out to Canada and see Robbie Lawler fight and see my teammate Santiago Ponzinibbio fight Mike Perry. That's a great card, and I'd like to go see that. So I don't know if I'm going to be traveling to both cards, but I'll definitely make one of them.
And then you were yelling down to the matchmakers, I believe, right afterwards, obviously requesting that fight. What do you think the odds are? If you were going to put odds on it, what do you think the odds are that they'll reward you with that, with the winner of that fight?
100%. I mean, I've earned it. I don't deserve it. I'm not begging for it. I earned it, and then we move on.
Cool. Congrats, man.
Thank you.
Oh, hold on.
Dustin, this is the first time UFC's been in Norfolk and in this area. So on Veterans Day, what was it like experiencing the crowd and then in the city the short time that you were here?
It was amazing, man. It was a sold-out crowd. I'm pumped. A little fun stat is I got my first win in Zuffa 11-11 Veterans Day of 2010, I believe. So this is like the seven-year anniversary of my first win in the company. And what better way to do it as a main event back here in Virginia where I headlined my first show in the UFC. against Korean Zombie back in 2012. You know, just a lot of fun stats for me coming back to Virginia. Thanks, guys.
Frankie C, no more.